With Montana News, I'm Nikki Willett. The forest in the Flathead is about to see some big changes. Or not. It all depends on how proposed changes to the Flathead's National Forest Plan shake out.
Well, the current plan that we've been operating on started around 1986, and that plan has been amended. We've kept that up to date, and now it's time to look at all of those again in whole.
That's Joe Kruger, the planning team leader for the Flathead National Forest. Kruger met with members of the public and recreation, environmental, and industry advocates Wednesday afternoon in Missoula to discuss proposed revisions to the Flathead's draft forest plan. Right now, there are four possible alternatives on the table. By the end of next year, Kruger hopes to mix and match until there's just one.
It's not going to be easy.
The forest plan is meant to set up guidelines for different projects the Forest Service may do on public lands. For example, the plan outlines where logging can happen, which areas should be recommended for wilderness designation, where it's okay for people to mountain bike, or how the Forest Service wants to handle mining operations. And people are really interested in how the Flathead National Forest is used. 45 people showed up to a similar meeting in Kalispell on Monday. The Flathead Valley is one of the fastest growing areas in the state, and people there have a lot of interest in different types of recreation. The alternatives for the plan reflect that. One would recommend about 500,000 acres for wilderness designation. That means no roads, no biking. Another would recommend about 1/3 of that, and another would promote a more flexible management plan with more opportunities for timber sales.
So it's like Goldilocks and the Three Bears, kind of. You got like a little bit, you're like, no wilderness, a little bit, and then, okay.
Well, that's kind of what you're hearing a little bit. It's like, just right. I don't know what that is.
That's what nights like this are for, to meet with people and hear what they think about how the forest should be managed. Mike Bader is an independent consultant in Missoula.
What brings you to this meeting today?
Well, really just the future of the National Forest and the roadless areas on the Flathead. It's really part of one of the wildest ecosystems left in the lower 48. And so I'm here to recommend that the lightest hand on land possible and the most roadless wilderness area protection that they can give.
Most of the other people at the Missoula meeting were there to represent interest groups. There was a wildlife advocate, a mountain bike enthusiast, a wild and scenic rivers defender. All these voices will be reflected in the final draft of the Flathead's forest plan. Here's plan team leader Kruger.
And ultimately, we wanted them to help shape those recommendations, and we wanted them to agree on things. And we didn't get that, but the team listened to all of that feedback that we were receiving.
Comments on the four versions of the plan will be accepted until October 3rd. From there, Kruger and his team will mix and match aspects of all four alternatives to form one final draft plan. At the same time supervisors for the Flathead are revising its plan, Kruger is also writing an amendment that could be adopted by four other national forests in western Montana. This amendment would support management and monitoring programs for grizzly bears in the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem, where the threatened species has been recovering in recent years. It's estimated there are about 1,000 bears living there now, and Kruger says that number grows by 3% each year. The amendment would standardize how five forests, the Flathead, Helena, Lewis and Clark, Kootenai, and Lolo, address management of grizzly bear habitat. Approval of this amendment wouldn't change the bear's current threatened status under the Endangered Species Act, just support grizzlies whether or not they're delisted.
What we've been doing out there is obviously contributing to that recovered bear population. So let's codify that in consistent management direction across this ecosystem.
Kruger and others acknowledged the plans are complicated. His team received 20,000 comments in preparation of creating each 500-page alternative plan. But that shouldn't stop people from participating in setting the vision for their public lands, says Michael Feibig. Feibig is the Northern Rockies Associate Director for American Rivers.
You know, getting involved in public lands management can be really intimidating for people. It's full of jargon. It's very complex. But you know what? People can get involved just by showing up to meetings like this. They don't have to know the jargon. They don't have to know the law. They just have to get involved.
More information about the Flathead's Forest Plan can be found on our website at mtpr.org. From Missoula, I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.